the famous Old Dog Blues.
A very good morning as you begin your footy weekend on 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast with the Blues. This show every week is brought to you by the official WA Network supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, the WA Blues. Your hosts today are myself, Chris Brownie, joined by Craig Bradford and Paris Fabriziani. As always on the program, we look at all AFL and Blues news and review the remaining AFL round, including our tips. Special guest live interview today is the father of our superstar co-captain Patrick, Brad Cripps. Kate Jezelenko joins us for Kate's Plate, a dish best served cold. We cross live to the hyphen, David Rees-Jones, for the much-anticipated The Shirt Front. Provide information on WA Blues supporter events, the weekly whack, and anything else in footy that we can squeeze into the hour. But first, Craig, without our sponsors, we wouldn't be able to do this show. Can you give them a bit of a plug, mate?
No worries. We thank WA Blues major sponsor Hyundai WA, platinum sponsors Allmark and Associates, Master Picture Framers and the Carlton Football Club home in WA Empire at 220 Great Eastern Highway in Latham Lane, which we're going there today. And a thank you to Barbaro. I knew I was going to get that wrong. Butchers for their season raffle participation.
Thanks for that, Craig. Well, good morning, Paris and Craig. How are we feeling? We're up and about a bit this morning.
Yeah, a bit better than regular weekends now that there's football.
Yes, it's good. And
footy's back.
Footy's back, even though I must say, after watching it without crowds and any supporters there, it is a little bit dull.
Flat.
It is a bit flat. So it's that time of the morning now where we need to bring in our good friend, Kate Jezelenko. And with that Ukrainian sniper music playing in the background... A very good morning to you, Kate, and how are we today?
Good morning, I'm wonderful. I'm up in beautiful Clunes again for the weekend, so happy.
Nice warm up there, Kate.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It was -3 the other morning. Perfect.
Oh, so how did how'd Trent go up there with his...
Exfoliating.
No, I'm not saying that word.
The exfoliator. Now he runs himself up, his body, he gets the fire pumping, and we're perfect.
So you're all up and about as footy's back, and we've got the Mighty Blues playing this today, on Saturday?
We sure do. It's exciting. It's back. It's been a bit boring, though.
It is, yes. Anyway. No atmosphere, isn't there?
No, it's just weird. It's very weird.
It's just like watching a practice match, really.
I know. It's like being a training or something. It's a bit strange.
There was one good thing, though, on Thursday night, the Collingwood-Richmond game. I noticed in the crowd that the Collingwood cheer squad's IQ went up 100,000%. They were all cardboard cutouts. So, Kate, who are we going to roast today on Kate's Plate?
Well, on Kate's Plate today, I'm serving up a dish of cold shoulder and hot tongue to certain irresponsible people in the media who have always maintained an agenda to destabilise clubs and, in particular, Carlton, by raising false claims of fractured Peter player contract talks during the season. Our fearless co-captain Patrick Cripps is out of contract at the end of 2021. Yes, we all understand that he, like all players, plays for the ultimate success. Yes, he, like many other marquee players, will be out of contract soon. Yes, he, like all other players from other states of origin, went home during the COVID-19 lockdown. But apparently, if you're paying yourself to read modern-day sports journalism, in particular, any of John Anderson's Singer paintings, only Patrick Cripps is feeling the heartstrings of home pulling him back and contract extensions have been put on hold. Johnny, like so many of your desperado peers before you in these uncertain times, you have manufactured something out of nothing while no football is being played. There's always that one special kid in every class. The Carlton Army is lucky for now they have 3. Kane, Kardashian Corn, Ashley Brownnose, and now Johnny No Story Anderson. Johnny boy, you didn't finish your P's or eat your meat on Kate's Plate, so no pudding for you today.
I find it disgusting, disgraceful.
Very well said, Kate. I agree with you 100%. I just can't believe that a journo would use such a silly thing to say. I think it was from the Herald Sun, a podcast, wasn't it, during the week where Johnny Anderson mentioned that?
Mm. Yeah, it was just, I mean, We're talking about the end of 2021 here.
Yeah, I know.
We're in the middle of 2020.
Yeah, but also too, what club or player in their right mind or player's agent would want to start to negotiate a new contract when we don't even know what the salary cap's going to be next year? We don't know if the EBA is going to be changed. You just wouldn't do it.
Everything's just up in the air at the moment. And I mean, we're talking about so far away, and to start negotiations now in the current climate would just be stupid.
Agree, totally agree. It's just another one of those journos giving another whack to the Blue Boys.
Yeah, nothing better to do. He should go and find something else to write about.
Oh, I totally agree. But we seem to be getting a lot of these journos just want to keep giving it to the Blues.
Well, we're the club, aren't we? We're number one. We're the best.
No, it's another excellent Kate's plate this morning. Kate, do you want to just stick around for a few minutes? Because we're about to cross over to Paris to just preview the upcoming rounds and give our predictions. So you can give us your tips if you like.
Oh, God, sure.
over to you, Paris.
For the first game this morning, we've got the Lions and the Dockers at the Gabba. I'm going to go with the Lions today.
Yes, Lions for me.
Yeah, I'm the Lions. What about you, Kate?
Yeah, Lions, yep.
And then we've got Blues and Demons at Marvel, of course, the Blues.
Something different for me. I'm going to go for Carlton.
Don't forget all WA Blues. Don't forget all WA Blues. We've got the private event at the Empire today. Can't wait to see everyone. Can't wait to get there and barrack. And remember, it is a joint function with the WA Demons, even though they're a lot smaller than us. I can't tip against the Blues. Kate, I think it's pointless asking you, but...
Yep, it is pointless to Carlton, and I wish I was there today. I wish I could come over and be there, but
well,
anyway.
We can't wait until they actually open up the borders and you can actually get over and join us, because we have some huge gatherings at the Empire Bar. Like last year's pre-match function over here before the Freo game, we had 500-plus people.
It was huge.
Just rocking.
Yeah, Donnie was telling me about that. I'd love to get over there. I love Western Australia anyway, so I'd absolutely love to come over.
Yeah, well, can't wait to see you here. Yeah. Paris.
So the Twilight game this afternoon, Adelaide Oval, we've got the showdown, Power and Crows. I'm going to go for Port this afternoon.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I think maybe Crows, because I can't stand cane corns.
Kate? Kate?
I'm going for the Crows, exactly based on what you just said.
Look, I agree on what Kate and Craig both said, but I can't see the Crows getting anywhere near Port Adelaide. I think they're going to have a very, very long year.
The other game this evening is Gold Coast Suns versus West Coast Eagles. Do we need to give a tip for that, or is everyone just going to go with the Eagles?
Well, I just hope the Suns get up and knock them off.
You know what? I'm actually going to go an upset, and because I hate West Coast as much as Collingwood and Richmond, so I'm going to go the Suns.
You drop one out there, Essendon.
Yeah.
Kate, you're going the Eagles?
Yep, Eagles.
Yep.
So tomorrow morning at Giants Stadium, we've got the Giants versus the Kangaroos. I can't see the Kangaroos even coming close to the Giants.
Nope, Giants for me.
Giants for me. Kate?
Giants.
Paris?
Also tomorrow afternoon at the SCG, Swans versus the Bombers. This is the one I don't know about tomorrow. I'm a bit in the middle. I can't split them.
I will never barrack for Essendon, so Swans for me.
Kate?
I've got a lot I could say about Essendon, so I'm going to go for whatever other team is playing them.
Jesus, funny.
Kevin Sheedy actually knocked all of Dad's front teeth out, so... I can't stand it.
You're going to go very well over here at our functions, Kate.
I'm on the same boat. I can't even say the word bombombrews or bombrew. So Swans, I hope.
And the final game of the round is St Kilda versus the Bulldogs tomorrow evening at Marvel. That one, I'm going to go for the Saints.
I think the Bulldogs.
Kate?
I would say the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I'd say the Doggies. I said they were very embarrassed against the Pies in round one. I think they'll come out breathing fire, so I'll go the Doggies. Okay, that's the upcoming games. So once again, Kate, thank you very much for your time and spending it on a Saturday morning with the Breakfast with the Blues.
No problem.
And as we always, what do we always say when we got a sign off, Kate? Has a link, he hasn't. Look, see, I've got a new man. There it is.
You'll be okay. Go Blues.
Go Blues. Thanks again, Kate. Thanks for your time.
See you,
Kate.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Once again, Kate, again, look, she's spot on with what the media goes up about. Fair dinkum.
Yeah, I
mean, it's just...
It's a sign, though, that we're on the way up if they're starting to talk about us.
You think?
Okay. Yeah, well, they haven't talked about us for years, so...
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, let's go over now. We'll cross back to Paris, and let's do a run-through of Blues news. Any injury updates, ins and outs, Paris?
Yep, so the most important from this week would be the ins and outs. So in, we've got Eddie Betts, which I'm sure everyone's happy about.
I am.
Harry Mackay, Mark Pittenet, and Darcy Lang was a late in. And our outs from round one are Paddy Dow, who's injured, Matthew Cruises injured, obviously, with his foot, Zach Fisher's injured, and Jack Silvani was a late out with gastro yesterday.
What about that one with Zach? WA Blues-sponsored player, syndromosis injury from round one. That's a long time to be out, so it's obviously a lot more...
It's worse not the first
time. Yeah, well, if you remember when Murph did it, he was out for months.
Yeah.
So let's just hope, touch wood, that he comes back sooner rather than later.
And our emergencies, if there's any late outs, are Williamson, Kennedy, Philp and O'Brien. So the injuries we have at the moment are Charlie Kerner with his knee with a season out. Brody Kemp's also a knee and that's indefinite. Matthew Cruises only got 5 weeks left on the sidelines with his foot. Tom De Koning's got an ankle injury out for 3 weeks. Caleb Marchbank with his knee out for 2 weeks. Like we just said, Zach Fisher, ankle, but it says 1 to 2 weeks on the list, so who really knows that one?
I'm sure they kept saying Murphy was a week.
Yeah. Paddy Dow's knee, 1 to 2 weeks, and Jack Silvani with the gastro, hopefully just the 1 week and he's back next week.
Anything else in Blues news?
So we've got the Carlton CEO, Kane Little, said that we would press ahead with the Icon Park redevelopment and we're also set for a $5 million profit this year. And would have been debt-free for the first time since 1996 until COVID-19 happened. However, Kane is confident that the financial pitfalls of the game suspension period will not have lasting impacts on our aim to clear debt. And we've also already received $35 million in state and federal government funding for the Icon Park redevelopment, which will go towards improving training facilities for both the AFL and AFLW sides, as well as administration areas focused on the growth of its women's program. And just so everyone knows, because there's been a lot of questions actually about this on Carlton pages, Carlton and Melbourne players that aren't playing in the seniors match today will have a scratch match prior to the game at Icon Park, but I don't believe there's any media allowed, so it won't be shown anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think it's live to air or anything like that. So it's just, and I did read during the week too that normally you would have the next team's opposition scout looking at those games. They're not allowed in at all.
Yeah.
And the clubs are actually going to swap notes on who played well. So that'll be interesting. How does that happen?
Makes it
a bit hard. But this year, clubs are combining and helping with each other more than ever, and they have to.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of getting the season up and running, getting it completed, and hopefully we get back to normal sooner rather than later.
Yes.
But I did notice something also. It was this morning or late last night to do with grounds that the PM mentioned that smaller grounds will be opening for smaller crowds. So is that a chance that we can get footy back at Icon Park?
I hope so. Look, to me, that's the surf, the playing surface there is, well, just as good as the MCG. Then,
well, mate, if they can play games down at that bunghole Geelong, why can't they play games at Icon
Park?
Don't
get me started on that ground.
Anyway.
Okay,
thank you.
Icon Park.
Okay, thank you, Paris. That was excellent. Let's hope we just already... We're into round two, 6 injuries. Let's hope it's not like last year. It's the same. We keep getting injuries.
Fingers crossed.
So, Craig, what have we got? What have we got in AFL news?
Okay, well, just as you just noted, then with the crowds coming back, I'll talk about crowds. Crowds will be allowed this weekend at the Power versus Crows, Giants versus Roos, and Swans versus Bombers match. 2,000 people will be allowed into the general admission area of Adelaide Oval, with an additional 240 in private rooms. The Giants and Swans are expecting to host around about 350 members and corporates. We've just got a few naughty boys in the AFL. We've got 4 of them that have been caught breaching the AFL COVID-19 guidelines. We've got probably the most important one is the Port Adelaide player Ollie Wines, who's been given a 1-game suspension, as has Brandon Zirk Thatcher from Essendon, and just in the last couple of days we've had two Melbourne players in Charlie Spargo and Kosiah Pickett, which have also been handed down 1-game suspensions as well. The AFL has secured and revised broadcast rights with television partners and sealed a 2-year extension with Steve West Media. The AFL and Adelaide Football Club celebrated the life and Hall of Fame of member Bob Hammond, who passed away last Saturday after a a horrible battle with Parkinson's disease.
He did. Sorry to jump in on you, but gee, he did a hell of a lot for South Australian football.
Oh, did he?
He actually played for, I think it was, don't quote me, I'm not sure. I know he coached
North Adelaide.
I know he coached Norwood to a few premierships.
Two premierships.
He coached Sydney Swans.
Yes.
He actually then, he helped Adelaide get their team into the AFL.
Yep.
He then became their chairman through their successful years, and he also became an AFL commissioner. So he has really, really put a stamp on AFL football over there in Adelaide. So to his family, our condolences.
And very well deserved. The big freeze with all 18 clubs represented by players occurred last Monday. Cripper dressed in his AFL X uniform.
What was the game there? Surely he could have picked something better than that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, is it because he has had no success and he wanted to show that he's actually played in a winning
final? Yeah. But ex-Blue Mitch Robinson won best dress as Joe Exotic.
Hands down, best dressed.
Look, I love Mitch and I'd love him back in a Carlton jumper, but anyway.
Stop dreaming.
Yeah, but he was assisted by Dane Zorko. Jack Stevens has been cleared of any wrongdoing.
Hang on, mate. You've sneaked. Dane Zorko is brilliant as well.
Yeah.
I mean, they played out that whole, like, I've not watched The Tiger King or anything like that, but just knowing bits and snippets of that, that was just fantastic.
I haven't watched The Lion King.
No, neither have I. It's not The Lion King. The Tiger King.
Tiger King.
It's good. It's good.
Okay. All right.
There you go. Jack Stephen has been cleared of any wrongdoing from the stabbing incident that left him in hospital for a month. The AFL said the matter has been completed and is now closed. Jack is free to play. And just in closing, a few of the Adelaide boys have had a little bit of a howdy-doody punch on and in a little bit of a heat of battle, which left them both with black eyes. But saying they didn't hurt each other a bit more.
Not as bad as the Cameron Cloke and Santanto help them on that?
Not quite.
Not
no,
quite.
There was no kicking involved in that one. Not quite. But okay. That's it.
All right, thank you for that, Craig. Well, while we've just got a little bit of time before we go to our first break, we'd still have our online raffles, and the June raffle we've got the Eddie Betts signed jumper with a certificate of authenticity, beautifully framed by Blair and Maria Buckingham from Master Picture Framers in Cannington. Now, the tickets are $5 each or 3 for 10, and all you need to do is just check out our Facebook page. Simply send a private message to the WA Blues inbox, and someone from there will get onto you and show you how you can pay and get in, because you've got to be in it to win it. Go into it, have a look at our page, because this is a beautiful signed jumper, very good framed. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind this hanging up my room. I'm not sure about you, but I'm not sure if my wife would let me. I've got too much.
I was
going
to say, I'm sure your wife will allow you to have it.
So please get on the Facebook page, have a look. Get in there. We're coming towards the middle of June, coming to the end of June. So you've got to be in this to win it. So make sure you get your tickets purchased. And I say that to you, Craig. Have you got tickets purchased?
I've already done that, yes.
Well done. Okay. Well, while we're doing that, we've crammed a bit through in our first segment. So what we'll do is we'll go to our first break. And as we do always say here, go Blues.
Go Blues.
Your WA Blues are the official West Australian supporter group for the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one at the Empire in Lathlane to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, WA Blues food and beverage specials, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. More information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook and Twitter. Go Blues.
Station sponsor.
Perth Window and Door Replacement Company remain your prestige conversions and replacement specialists since 1983. With an extensive range of products and services, they pride themselves on their ability to tailor solutions to your individual requests. Not just proud supporters of the Mighty Blues, they are respected members of the Australian Glass and Window Association, ready to serve you with the highest standards and integrity. So for your next sliding, bifold, French, awning, security screen, doors or windows, trust only Perth Window and Door Replacement Company. Station sponsor.
With over 20 years of experience, let Blair Buckingham, your master framer, help make your memories lasting ones with his framing expertise. An extensive range of products assures you will find what you're looking for at Master Picture Framers. Fast, friendly service and professional custom framing in all aspects answers all of your framing inquiries. A display of original artwork is always available in our showroom, and Blue Baggers displaying their 2020 membership card can receive a 20% discount on all framing. Master Picture Framers, Cannington. Come see us today.
Station sponsor.
We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialists in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Oh, who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark. Engrave. Print. Identify. Charles Street, North Perth.
Your WA Blues are the official Carlton Football Club member network of Western Australia, established since 1992. In season 2020, we can't wait for our eventual return to the WA home of the Blue Baggers Empire, where we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, food and drink specials for the Baggers, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. Information on the WA Blues supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Go Blues!
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to 91.3 Sports FM's Breakfast with the Blues, hosted by your WA Blues and presented today by myself, Chris, Craig and Paris. Now, it's time now to cross live to the father of our great and inspirational leader, Brad Cripps. Brad, a very good morning to you and welcome back to Breakfast with the Blues. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Good morning, everyone.
That's good, mate. What's it like up on the farm, mate? Is it wet and cold? Or
we've had some magnificent rain in the last week, and but we had a big blow, as you all know, about 2 weeks, 10 days ago. That was did a fair bit of damage, wind damage, but we got good rain after that, and, everything's honky-dory at the moment.
Good to hear, mate. Good to hear. Well, mate, Brad, before I pass you over to the panel for some questions, could you please tell the listeners what it was like for Patrick growing up on the farm in Northampton?
Oh, he's just a typical country boy. Loved his outdoor sports. He was a good helper around the farm. He was always ready for jobs, and he helped me out a lot. He was my right-hand man there for a while. But in saying that, though, he always, wherever he went, he either had a cricket ball, basketball, or a football in his hand. So he was, he's always had that love of that the ball sports, and always practicing doing something.
Was football always his number one sport, or was it basketball? Or
yeah, he was handy. He played a fair bit of tennis too, and tennis, basketball. He got into a state country team for basketball, and we went to Albury Wodonga as a junior. But football was always, I think, it was his passion, because his cousin Maney was, he followed them, and Ben Cousins was his idol. So his footy was his passion, I think. Yeah.
So Brad, tell us a bit, because there's some cousins that people, listeners might know, that actually played AFL football.
Yeah. Well, Chris Mainwaring was obviously my first cousin, so Paddy's second cousin. Then you got Andrew and Tarkin Lockyer. Their grandmother was a Cripps, so it goes back into their bloodlines as well. And then you got Aidan Parker, who, Captain Subiaco. His mother was a Cripps as well, so it goes fairly deep in our family.
Runs through the veins, doesn't it, the footy?
It does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Just with Patrick during his...
Don't you want to introduce yourself to Brad?
Sorry, Brad. Craig Bradford here. How are you?
Hello, Craig. Very well, thank you.
That's good. Look, I've got a son myself that went through junior football. When did you actually see something in Patrick that you thought with his football that, this kid's going to go somewhere?
Well, believe it or not, we're up at Kalbarri. We're playing old boys footy, and the kids are out in the oval kicking the footy around one day, and I think finished our game. We're having a couple of beers, and then Paddy was mucking around with his friends, and he kicked this banana goal when he was about five, and someone said, "Who the hell's that?" And I was around. I thought, "That's Paddy, my boy." And but from then on, he just had something about him. He could do things that I coached all my boys as juniors, and you can just tell that they. He just liked the way that they played their footy. He always played it fair. He played it hard, but he did some. He obviously had the skill as well. So they do shine out. The good ones, they do. They seem to shine out a bit at an early age.
Hi, Brad.
But saying that though, sorry.
Oh, sorry. No, go on, mate.
No, I was going to say, saying that though, Andrew Lockyer, he was I hope George is listening. But George sort of he blossomed a bit later, about 14 or 15. He sort of was one of us, and all of a sudden he blossomed a bit later, and then the rest is history with George. But yeah, he sort of came a bit later, I believe.
So, Brad, we're wondering what Patrick's time was like at East Fremantle.
Well, he only sort of played, like the Colts after he finished year 12 at Aquinas. He went down then and he was doing uni at Curtin. And then he did the 12 months with Colts at East Fremantle. And, yeah, no, he enjoyed it. East Fremantle was a great stepping stone into the AFL and gave him all the opportunity that he required. And, yeah, no, hats off to them. They developed him, just put the sort of icing on the cake, I believe, to get him up to the, you know, to the AFL, in the sights of the AFL selector sort of thing.
Yeah, look, Brad, you watch the draft that's live on telly, and you watch the kids sit there waiting to get their names and that called out. On draft day, how was Patrick? And basically, when he got called out on going to the Blues, how did that go? And how were you as a family and Patrick with him leaving WA, going over to Melbourne to our great Carlton Footy Club?
Yeah, no, it was... actually, Carlton, Ross Parker and Adelaide actually came to Drawton and interviewed us, my wife, Kath, and myself. So we had an inkling it was either going to be those two clubs that were keen on him. And, when he did go pick 13, Carlton picked him up. We're ecstatic. We're sort of prepared for it. We knew he was sort of going to leave our state. And he'd been to boarding, so he'd sort of left home when he was 12. And, all those sort of things, living away from home, being independent, looking after himself. He had his licence, he had a car, so he's ready to go. He'd grown up very quickly, especially not only at boarding school, but the year at uni and going to Eastern Mail, they grow up, they had to fend for himself, cook for himself, so he was already halfway there. It was good. It was awesome. But, it's turned our life upside down. Like, I've got three boys and I thought one of them would come home farming and...
they've all gone.
they're all gone. it's sort of left us. We're wondering what we've done wrong in the farming sector side of things. But, but you got to let them just spread their wings and let them do what they want to do. Then you never know. They might, after all this is all over, they might say, right, I had enough of the busy life and might come back to the farm. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I was just glad Carlton picked him up anyway.
Weren't we all?
Well, it's been Carlton's fantastic. Like, they've been magnificent to not only to Paddy but to our family. We can't speak highly enough of them. It's really good. We like it.
So when did Patrick return to the farm after the AFL suspended round one?
He got back to the farm about the 4th of April. Roughly, and he stayed for about 6 weeks to about the middle of May. Then they got the call up to say they had to come back in preparation for round two. So we had all the boys home on the farm, which will probably never ever happen again to have the whole three boys there here. It was great. We went back to what they used to do as kids, and a lot of fishing, a bit of surfing, and a bit of farming, and a lot of hunting, and there was a lot of wild pigs up there, so Paddy's second love, I think. So, the wild pigs became a bit scared, so, it was actually quite good.
So you actually got them to help out around the farm for a few weeks there, Brad?
We did. They did a few chores, and, it was good to, tidy the place up a bit, and, we got Paddy in there to clean the tank out, which was pretty muddy and hadn't been cleaned out for a long, long time, and he realised he was in a pretty good spot, he reckons. He said, bugger this, I'll just stay playing footy, I think.
Well, that holds us good for him re-signing then and staying in Melbourne. But just with our game today, Brad, we've got Melbourne. How do you think we'll go today? And basically, what do you think our season holds?
I think we'll I think will go very well today. Just with the lineup looks very impressive on paper. Our forward line, you know, with Casbolt, Mackay, and McGovern, then you chuck in Eddie Betts and Jack Martin, and then Mark Gibbons as well in another pocket. So I think our forward line looks pretty potent. Our back line's pretty settled now with Wiedering and Jones and Doherty back. You know, we haven't seen Sam for a fair while in the half back line, and Nick Newman or SBS, Sammy Presley Seaton on the other half back flank. So, and then you got Lockie Plowman third in the best and fairest last year, which is he's a tough character, and I like the back line. And then probably across the middle we've got Walshie and Paddy and Cedarfield across the midfield, but with the ruck Cruiser out, that's a big out. But yeah. I think Pitney, he brings a aggressive side to him. I think it'll be quite. I can't wait to see this. See what he brings to the table, and then Mark Murphy is back fit, and I hope Ed. I like Ed to see a little bit more aggression and mongrel in him, just to sort of help block. You know, let sort of the like Mark and Paddy let them get out sort of thing. Hopefully, so. Just help the midfielders out a bit.
Yeah, Mark
but I think,
Mark Pitnett, you mentioned him earlier. He actually could be exactly what we need. He's that crash and bash type of ruckman, especially against Max Gawn, who that's where they get all their drive from, out of the clearances and out of the centre.
I do. I agree. I reckon I can't wait to see this battle. I reckon Gawn, I think Gawn might have it on a plate, but I beg to differ on that. I reckon he'll come up against a pretty hard nut here. And Paddy reckons the boys have been training. Oh, he says the best of, since the time he's been there, it's the last 2 to 3 weeks is the best that I've ever seen the boys train, he reckons. He says so hopefully they can bring that to the game today, and the pressure on, you know, we're down on tackles a bit in that Richmond game, the first round, so I think Richmond doubled our tackling pressure. So if we can bring that up today and bring that pressure a bit like Collingwood Richmond game on Thursday night, I reckon we've got a great chance today.
Yeah. Brad, you mentioned the training, and just go back to when Pat was on the farm. What was the training room team like? Was that rigid, or what did he actually have to do while he was on the farm?
Oh, through the COVID? I tell you what, I got another appreciation of how hard the AFL boys work. We were able to see that firsthand, and it was bloody unbelievable what they put themselves through, and the training regime. It was second to none. It was awesome. It was good to watch.
Did any of the other brothers join in to help him out with the training?
Yeah, my younger son Josh. He definitely joined in. My older son's had a compound fracture on his leg last year, so his probably football days are finished. So. He's a professional punter now, so. Josh joined in, so that held him in good stead for preparation for his school footy, which starts today. Aquinas was playing Scotch, it was awesome. It was really good to watch. And Jamie Cripps, obviously, another cousin who was back home. Those three boys worked hard together. It was awesome to watch.
Now, you mentioned young Josh. I think we mentioned last year. How's he looking? Because I know he's very tall. And at the Blues, we're saying, what's he look like? Are we any chance of drafting him? I know it's maybe a bit early, but how's he looking?
No, he's good. His body's starting to hold up. He's done a lot of Pilates and mid-core strength just to start to get his body prepared for footy, and he's grown that much. He's, like they say, he's 198, and he's had his osteo splatters, and he's had his issues, but his body's starting to behave now and starting to settle down a bit, and I think he's well. We'll wait and see. He starts today, so hopefully he can clunk a few today and see where he goes from that. But yeah,
well, wish him
as long as he enjoys. As long as he enjoys his footy, that's
correct. Wish him all the best from us, mate, because it'll be lovely to have another Crips at the Carlton Football Club.
No, we'll wait and see. But, he's good. We'll see what happens. Yeah, that's all I can say.
No worries.
So, Brad, how does Patrick handle the pressure of being the main pillar of the team in the face of the Blues?
Yeah,
Well, he seems to haven't affected him, has it? Like, it's just he seems to do it. He's going. He's well. He's well balanced. He's just not. Doesn't get ahead of himself. He just takes. It is what it is, and he's just trying to pass his knowledge on to these younger guys like Paddy Dow and excuse me, and yeah, those sort of younger guys are, you know, they're the ones that's got to come up and help him out, and Will Setterfield, he's really got to help those guys to get up, and once they get up to the standard, then, you know, that midfield will be quite potent, I believe. But yeah, the quicker they get there, the better.
Brad, obviously Pat and Zach live together in Melbourne.
Yes.
How do they get on, and what sort of mischief do they get up to after the game? And,
it depends on if it's a 6-day break or an 8-day break. It all depends on their schedule. But if it's only a 6-day break, and obviously if they've got injuries, they've got to keep, you know, a low key. But if it's an 8-day break, yeah, they go out for a couple of beers, and Fish is he's a ripper fella, and they get on very well together. It's awesome. So yeah, the Fish and Crips combination is not too bad.
They enjoy a bit of basketball together where they're living. Are they still out in Kew? Are they, mate?
No, they're not living with each other now. Back in Richmond. So they just every Paddy likes to. He's been there the seventh year now, and he's been out at Ascot Vale. He's tried different suburbs, and that's what he's in Richmond at the moment, just trying that, just a different suburb, he actually likes Richmond. It's close to everything and not far from the MCG, and it's awesome.
It's a nice place. That's a lovely place in Melbourne there, close to the CBD, close enough to everything, parklands, etc. So it will be very good.
It is, and long as he's got a room for us when we go across, we're happy.
just before we wrap it up, Brad, there's been a lot of talk, a bit of chat with a certain journalist over in Melbourne at the moment. Just with Patrick's contract expiring at the end of 2021, your thoughts?
I think correct me if I'm wrong, but I think through COVID, I think our contracts are out of out of bounds at the moment. So it was just let it run its race, I think. Just see what happens, and I don't think there's anything to worry about.
As long as he re-signs at Carlton, that's fine.
exactly. So I really think Paddy's there to he's there for the rebuild, and he wants to go from they've been down the bottom for a bit now, and now if he wants some success, obviously, and he wants to, he'd like to be there when it does happen. So, I think that would be icing on the cake to see him rise, which I think is not very far away.
Yeah, good. That's great, mate. Well, listen, we're going to have to wrap it up. Well, mate, once again, on behalf of us, the entire WA Blues community, once again, we thank you for sharing your time. Again, this is your second time on the radio with us. Again, thank you very much. And as we always say here on WA Blues Radio, go the Blues.
Go the Baggers.
Go the Baggers. Hopefully, fingers crossed, and we'll get a win today.
Thanks,
good
mate.
You guys. Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks, Brad.
See ya. Bye.
See you, mate.
Bye.
Thanks. Well, that's Brad there. Well, look, it's time to go for a break, and we need to hear from a few words from our sponsors. And when we return, it's live. We've got the one and only David Rhys-Jones for the shirt front. Go Blues.
Go Blues.
Your WA Blues are the official Carlton Football Club member network of Western Australia, established since 1992. In season 2020, we can't wait for our eventual return to the WA home of the Blue Baggers Empire, where we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, food and drink specials for the Baggers, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. Information on the WA Blues supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Go Blues.
With over 20 years of experience, Laird Blair Buckingham, your master framer, helped make your memories lasting ones with his framing expertise. An extensive range of products assures you will find what you're looking for at Master Picture Framers. Fast, friendly service and professional custom framing in all aspects answers all of your framing inquiries. A display of original artwork is always available in our showroom, and Blue Baggers displaying their 2020 membership card can receive a 20% discount on all framing. Master Picture Framers, Cannington. Come see us today.
Station sponsor.
We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialists in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Oh, who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark. Engrave. Print. Identify. Charles Street, North Perth.
Perth Window and Door Replacement Company remain your prestige conversions and replacement specialists since 1983. With an extensive range of products and services, they pride themselves on their ability to tailor solutions to your individual requests. Not just proud supporters of the Mighty Blues, they are respected members of the Australian Glass and Window Association, ready to serve you with the highest standards and integrity. So for your next sliding, bifold, French, awning, security screen, doors or windows, trust only Perth Window and Door Replacement Company. Station sponsor.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back. You're listening to Breakfast with the Blues, hosted by your WA Blues. Well, it's time now to give a very warm welcome to our great mate here on Breakfast with the Blues, 1987 Norm Smith medalist, premiership hero, and the man who personifies everything that bleeding blue means as we barrel shoulder first into the shirt front. I speak, of course, of none other than the hyphen, Jones, Mr. David Rhys Jones.
First time in my career I'd actually been given instructions to get out and whack someone.
He's been reported.
Rhys Jones just came in and...
I'm glad I'm in Melbourne.
Good morning, David, and how are you? We're all up and about this morning.
I still can't hear that intro on my end. So,
you still can't hear it. What are we doing?
Hopefully it's kind to me.
It's very kind to you.
I'm sure it is.
It's very kind, mate.
No, all good, all good. I've just come back from girls' footy training, under-15 girls' footy training. I started back today, so it's good the kids out there having a run around, and good to see.
Yeah, it's good to hear and good to see that. Mate, let's go straight on to today's game, mate. Last time we played the Demons, they got over the line by 4 points in a very tight struggle, and Tom McDonald kicked 6 goals before half-time, and they dominated early before we came back at him. We will need to be on early, or it could be as much of the same. Your thoughts?
Yeah, exactly, and I think, we've been sort of getting off to bad starts, and that's really cost us a lot of games. We've had to try and peg back, and towards the end of last year we were able to peg a few back, but giving away starts in games is not a good habit to be in, and we need to be on the ball right from the start. Well, one thing about Melbourne is I think their lack of pace is something that can be exploited, and hopefully our guys can get their hands on the ball. It's bad luck, young Zach Fisher's not playing. And he certainly adds a bit of pace in there. But, I just think we've got a pretty good team to be able to combat them. And if we get the ball and run it hard and fast, then we can really take it up to them.
Yeah, totally agree, mate. Look, I've just had a text message. Just to let you know, we just had our chairman, WA Blues, Johnny Allen, just send me a text message in to say, wants to say hi to everyone, wants to say hello to you, David. But he also said he wants to know, said that all the homeless at the centre that he's looking after have left because they can't stand the Carlton radio show. So I'm not sure if that's a big wrap for us.
They're coming into the best bit now, so...
Yeah. I'll hand you over to Craig, Dave.
Hi, David. Craigie, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Hey, look, just looking at our side today, I think for the first time in a long time, our forward line looks actually like it's potent, with Casbolt, Big Harry, McGovern, Jack Martin, Eddie Betts. I just think for the first time it looks dangerous.
It looks very dangerous, and, McGovern's one I reckon that he might be one of those guys who'll stand up this year. Big Harry, look, he's just... improving leaps and bounds, and we're going to miss him for the first part of the season early on, but it's great to have him, back for round two sort of thing, so it hasn't hindered him that way. And obviously not having Charlie Curnow in there is a blow, but the three tools down there, and we've got some good goal-kicking smalls, so it is potent, and if Melbourne, are not on their game, they could rack up a big score, which is something that hasn't happened in our forward line for a long, long time. I'm looking forward to seeing how they've been able to develop and work, in a cohesive way, because obviously Eddie's back into the team now, and and Jack Martin, of course, as well. But, you know, and those three tools all can take a grab and kick goals. So, yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, like you mentioned Mitch McGovern. Like, all last year, like, we couldn't get Big Harry and Kaz Bolton, these guys, together. Like, he's now going to get the third biggest tall, which I think is going to suit him down to a T.
Yeah, and he attacks the ball hard. You know, I mean, he's a lot like his brother in a lot of ways. His brother takes those intercept marks, whereas he's a real hard at the ball. You know, he attacks it hard, and fitness has really been a problem with him over the years. But it seems like our fitness people have got on top of that. They you know, put him out for a few games last year, and I think that might have really just. Sometimes a player just needs something like that to click and then realise, shit, you know, I really need to be on my game or I'm not going to be around for too much longer. And you know, hopefully that's a catalyst for him to be able to get forward and pluck some marks. And he's a nice kick for goal too. So, you know, the more marks he's taken down there, the more he's going to put on the board.
I think he might have been banned from McDonald's stores, mate. I think that's probably the best thing that's happened to him.
Yeah, you look forward to that when you retire these days, so, yeah.
Hey, David, Paris here. So something that I've picked up on, and I suppose most people have, is that Carlton have so many confidence players. Who do you think needs to be on for the Blues to be a game changer?
Yeah, look, I think it's more a team thing. I think, you know, our team, when they're up and going and they're confident they're running and sharing the ball and attacking, you know, I think we saw towards the end of last year there's a bit more of an attacking flair about the way we're playing. And when they get into that type of mindset instead of the defensive mindset, I think, you know, we can be dangerous. And you know, a lot of it also depends. We've seen a couple of games so far, and, you know, that first game was pretty ordinary, a lot of turnovers, and, you know, two of the better teams in the competition. And, you know, last night was a bit more free-flowing and a bit more scoring involved. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you can see the comparisons there of two, you know, teams that probably, you know, a little bit rusty still and need that, probably need one or two games under their belt to you know, get a bit better. I mean, the turnovers on Thursday night were terrible, some of them. They were just basic turnovers. Would happen in underage footy, but, yeah, but, you know, whichever team's sort of done best over the period, the break, you know, hopefully it was us and we can come out and win it.
Yeah, look, with Big Cruz missing, by all reports, Mark Pitsenet, he apparently loves all the physical stuff and he crashes and bashes, which I think Max Gawn won't like. What's your thoughts on that one today?
Look, it's a big job. It's a massive job. You know, Max Gawn probably, you know, along with Grundy, probably the two best ruckmen in the competition. And this guy, you know, coming in for his first game at Carlton sort of thing, it's going to be a tough ask for him. But hopefully you can do enough to just nullify Big Maxie's dominance in the hit-outs and that type of thing. I think, you know, they've got some good midfielders in there, and if they're getting served the ball first, you know, that can really hurt us. So, you know, we have to be on our game in that midfield, because if they're able to get the ball out of that midfield quickly and get it into their forward line, we're under the pump right from the start. So hopefully he can nullify, if not beat him. I mean, we can't hope for too much. And the other thing about Gawn is he likes to get down forward at times and take a grab and kick a goal too. So it's another thing that, you know, our big fella Pitney's really got to, you know, dampen the influence of Max Gawn over the course of the match.
Other than the rucks, who do you think the key matchup of the game would be?
Oh, look, it's going to be the midfield. Their midfield is pretty strong, but the one thing I'll look at their midfield, and they haven't got much pace in there. You know, Viney, Oliver, these sort of blokes who go through, they're a quality footballers, but they haven't got that leg speed. So I think, you know, and Cripper's not the quickest bloke, but he's just a he's just a machine. He's a freak, he is, but he just keeps getting the ball. But we need to get the ball on the outside and get our runners involved, especially early in the game, and you know, we can really take control. But I think, you know, the midfield, Pitney, very, very responsible for nullifying Gawn in there, and that's going to be a big part of it. And if we can at least match them or better them in the midfield, I think we're a great chance to win.
Yeah, look, another one is our back six. They look, we've had pretty much the same six, and they look pretty settled, except for I think the big thing is getting Sam Doherty back. He just gives them that leadership and direction, and I think our back line's looking pretty good.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. Playing in a back line, you look at when we had, you know, when Carlton had their great teams through the 70s and 80s, and it was very, very solid. You know, Southby, Dool, these sort of blokes, Kenny Hunter coming in there, and
Reece
but
knows.
You know, the back line was always pretty well settled. I mean, look, when I went back there, it was pretty young. You know, in 87, I got back there, and Soss was there, and Ian Aitken, Peter Dean, Mickey Kennedy, and that. So I was a pretty young. I was probably, you know, the oldest or most experienced guy back there then. But yeah, well, I mean, with the back line, you've got to play games together. You've got to be able to know what your teammates thinking and cover for each other and just have a lot of trust in each other. And the more games you play, the better you're going to be in that situation. And yeah, we've been pretty. Our back line's been pretty good over you know, the last year and so or so.
One for me, I reckon today it's good to have David Cunningham back. Look, just some of the games that he's played, he just looks like he's got so much class, and hopefully he can stay fit and show us, you know, just what he's capable of.
Yeah, look, he's one of those players who really needs to take that next step, and we've got quite a few of them who, you know, they've shown glimpses here and there and they've, you know, been about, well, I don't know how many games. He's got 30, 40 games probably now, but under his belt, where you've got to get to that next step. You know, you've got to start improving in leaps and bounds and showing that, you know, you belong there. And he's in that category. And we've got a few of those guys who this year, you know, it really is time for them to stand up and make their mark and show that, you know, the glimpse has become a bit more consistent and we start getting a bit more, you know, quality 100-minute football out of these guys.
Yeah, look, you mentioned Eddie Betts before. I just think it's great to have him back, and I just think he's just going to give us, with Jack Martin, just that little bit of X factor that we lacked last year.
Yeah, and Eddie's one who plays up to the crowd too, so I don't know how he's going to go without a crowd here, so... He's an exciting player, though, Eddie, and you know, it's great to have him back to the club, and I'm sure our fans would have loved to have been there for his first game back for Carlton, but it's not to be, but hopefully he can contribute on that scoreboard, because he's just so dangerous down forward, and his goal sense is uncanny, so if Eddie can kick three or four today, we're well on the way.
Yeah. Mate, Dave, I just had another text through from our illustrious leader. He just wants to know, now that you've finished up all your push-ups, are you any chance to pull the boots on and line up on the wing?
Absolutely no chance. No, I was using me shoulders with the push-ups, not the knees.
Hey, mate, we're talking about that, and I'll give a shout-out and a plug. Listen, all you blue baggers listening to the radio and when you listen to the podcast, get on the WA Blues Facebook page. And get on, and you must hit like on Dave's the Prader-Willi syndrome on his wife Sherry and son Cooper. So you got to vote for him so they can win this weekend away. So make sure Blue Baggers get on and vote for him. So how's that going?
Yeah, we're well behind at the moment too.
I voted today.
Get on board and
I voted today.
All the votes we can get.
Yeah, we keep spruiking it for you, mate, because all Blue Baggers stick together. So we need that to happen. Anyway, mate, we need to wrap it up there. So, as always, thanks for being a good friend of the WA Blues, and thanks for your time again today. Is there anything else you need to pass on to the Blue Baggers out there, mate?
Just my prediction today. I think we'll win by probably about 20 points. I think it'll be pretty close in all day. I think we can win by a bit over 3 goals. And once again, go Blues.
Go Blues. Baggers. Thanks for your time again, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. See you, mate.
Always good, open, honest. Yeah. Always good to have him on the show. He's always been a good friend of ours.
Yes,
all right, mate. So the weekly whack, I'm a bit worried. It's you've got it, Craig. Over to you.
No, well, I've gone totally away from the whack. This time it's a weekly love.
Oof.
And it goes to one of the Carlton's favourite sons, drafted with pick 3 in the 2004 pre-season draft. I'm referring to Eddie Betts. I was devastated when he left, but he's always said his heart belongs at Carlton. He's back. Just to see his smiling face running around, and look, I actually watched a bit where he almost come to tears going to his locker for the first time. So, Eddie, we want love you back. Go out today, kick us five, get us a win, and we love you, Eddie.
It's nice to hear something different than whacking someone for a change, mate. That's
He's hopefully he's got 184 games up with Carlton at the moment. Hopefully we can get another 2 years, 3 years out of him. Oh. Get a flag and I'll be happy.
Let's just get this game first out of the way, mate. He pulled up with the old man's injury calf before the game once, so let's get this one done, eh?
Yeah, no, but it is good to have him back.
Okay. Paris, we've got the big function today.
Yes, at the Empire, the game, I think, 2:35 PM this afternoon.
Yep, yep.
We've got our private function. I think we've got about 60 people registered, so if anyone still wants to register, message the Facebook page ASAP to get your name on the door list.
Yeah, because remember, you can't rock up. Yep. You have to register. It's all to do with the restrictions that we have and with the Empire Bar. So if you're still looking at going, hurry up and get onto it now, or you'll be missed out, because the Empire Bar's not open.
Yep.
It's just for us and the WA Demons today. So thank you for that, Paris. Well, that should be about it for us, guys. Once again, a great show. We all have to thank our good friend Kate Jezelenko, our great mate Rhys Jones, our special guest Brad Cripps. I have to give a big thank out to Gary Wright for coming in, stepping in while I'm on L plates trying to learn this panel. Hopefully we didn't make too many mistakes. Hopefully everything was great. Once again, guys, thanks for a great show. And as we always say at this, go Blues!
Go Baggers!
And they will know that they've been playing against the fans.